Good day. We got Dev Ranhawa here, President, CEO, and founder of F3 Uranium. We're at the RULE Symposium 25 in Boca Raton. How are you enjoying the symposium so far?
Well, we're having a great time, but the quality of people here is pretty fabulous. Rick's done a great job, and I'm grateful that Rick has been supporting us since back in 96. So my relationship with Rick goes quite far back, and he's been a big supporter. Sprott was a big supporter of ours, so it's good to be here.
So you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I have to think about it sometime. We start talking decades, yes.
Well, if you can tell us about yourself, for not only myself, but for our listeners, we want to know who you are.
Well, F3, just like it sounds, it's a third generation. We're lucky to have a very strong technical team, and we've made a number of discoveries. More importantly, those have been sold to others, so-called F1, Fission Energy was sold to Denison, F2, FCU sold to Paladin last Christmas for over $1 billion, and now we're working with F3. We found two new zones, two discoveries. We're quite excited. So, we've been doing this for a while, and I think, like in real estate, it's always about location, location.
Right.
In junior stocks, it's about management, management. And I am proud to say that we've been together as a team for a number of years and made these discoveries. So I'm very proud of the team. That's what it comes down to, is the people in the company.
So you've been doing this. You were the founder of this company.
Yeah.
So you got quite the track record.
Well, thank you. I think one was to recognize early that nuclear power, Rick always says you're a contrarian or you're a victim. The same thing when you're doing as a company, you've got, you can choose. But nobody wanted to talk about nuclear power when it was $7 a pound. But that's when we bought a lot of cheap assets. You could buy what you wanted, nobody wanted it. Then suddenly, the same group of assets that were worth $2 million eventually became $500 million. So we bought stuff in bear markets. That's something we'd always do. So we were contrarian as a company, not just as an investor, buying things for nothing. And when the commodity moves up, the value moves up.
Yeah. So you've been doing this for a long time. You've got the track record. If you can tell us a little bit more about the success stories you've had and kind of experience you're bringing to F3.
Well, I started coming to these things when a company called Strathmore, and like I said, we bought assets cheap. Peter Grosskopf at the time was at Cormark, and he said, why don't we spin off the Canadian assets?
Yeah.
So we started a company called Fission Energy. Eventually, the U.S. assets got sold to Energy Fuels. Now, this, we got a joint venture with the Korean Electric Power Company, who kept us going through the tough times. They put up all the money for their exploration. We made a discovery, sold that to Denison. Then we kept the one side of the basin, started a company called F2 or FCU, and made a discovery called Triple R. And that was unique because nobody was on the other side of the basin. And so that was very new for the entire industry. Everybody was on the east side, but this was on the west side. So that was significant. And then that, as I said, sold a Paladin this last year. And then a few years ago, we realized that we had strong backers from CGN out of Shenzhen, China. They funded us, but they weren't that interested in exploration, so we spun out into F3.
Okay.
And that team, we came to stay together. And so we've now been discovering the JR zone. One of the holes we announced at Christmas was 4+ meters over 50% uranium, which is like 25 ounces of gold per ton. That's how high grade it is. The Athabasca is the best place to be for uranium other than Kazakhstan, but Kazakhstan's a closed shop. You can't get there. But our grades are very high. It's a great jurisdiction because it's a law. You know, nobody can take your land from you. We aren't going to, like in Niger, you have, you've seen uprisings where they came in and they literally killed everybody in the camps because the Muslims wanted the French out. Well, you don't have that. We'll still have issues, regulatory issues, but the law protects you to some degree. Yeah. So it's a good jurisdiction. We have a good technical team. And this, we just announced on the weekend that we've got a new area called it's down in Broach. And we just put out, I think we hit our, just confirm it's a new discovery. We hit a meter of 2.5%. That's pretty big for a discovery hole.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're pretty excited about where the future goes. I mean, if you look at the big picture, you've seen Microsoft go to Three Mile Island and say, whatever you're gonna produce, we'll take. Meta, Facebook, all these big companies, Amazon, they're buying power. Because the only thing that's gonna hold back AI is power.
Yeah.
So the biggest need we have ever had is a perfect storm, and Trump has put through some laws which are gonna help, you know, again, boost the nuclear industry in the US. People don't realize that there was a time where America produced 40 million pounds and needed only 4 million. Now they need 50 and they produce 500,000 pounds, nothing. So they have to, that's why Trump wants to get the mining back.
You feel optimistic about where things are headed?
Yeah, I think the reality is that we need energy. So I think most governments, most administrations are pushing towards energy independence and having energy to run AI. I mean, the amount of power it takes is overwhelming. I don't think we're used to it in our time.
Right, I mean, AI is not going away.
No, even guys like old guys like me, we start using it more and more to do things, but you need power for it. That's why Microsoft, Meta are tying up power wherever they can.
Yeah.
And so when you've got those guys going, and I think the real growth will be called SMR, small modular reactors.
Okay.
Like a new one can, a smaller SMR can actually take care of 500,000 households.
Right.
Just one small reactor. And you can add to them as you go.
Right,
So I think that's another, SMRs, the growth of AI, we need power.
Yeah.
And we need power with low carbon footprint and also baseload power. The problem with renewables is you can't dial them up and down. You can't tell the wind, okay, you've got to blow harder, I want to make my dinner. And same thing with sunshine. You can't tell the sun. We don't control the sun or the wind, but we do control whether it's gasoline or it's uranium, you can turn it up and down. So it's baseload power, it's cleaner, and it's just, it's much, it's easy to move around too.
Right.
So that's why you're seeing big companies, how else NVIDIA gonna do their job?
Yeah. So yeah, uranium is much needed.
We need power.
Yeah.
Ideally clean power, right? That's not gonna, coal, that's what it is. And so we're an exploration company. So I would tell investors, makes sense to buy an ETF with uranium in it. It makes sense to own a chemical. But why not add an exploration stock to your portfolio? Because if you make a discovery, the stock's not going to go up 20%. It'll go up 50 to 100, maybe more, depending on what you find.
The upside.
Yeah, so
tremendous.
The upside of a discovery stock, and as you said, you know, on the...
curve.
Yeah, Lassonde curve, like, you know, you're right here. Whereas once they find it, as you know, it just goes back down. So this is the area where you want to be in Lassonde curve.
Right.
And you might also back somebody who's found it before.
Right. So if you can, we can go back to the project. You can tell us what you have or what you think you have.
Sure. Well, I know the JR zone is, it's about 12 miles away from the world famous Arrow and RRR big deposits. And there, we don't know, but we can't talk about it. Analysts say we have somewhere between 15 and 20 million pounds there. And on this new, on the Broach, we don't know yet, but it's a beginning. But that's the whole idea of discovery. You find how big does it grow?
Right.
So we don't know how big the growth is, but we're going to find out.
You know about the grade?
Well, we know we just hit 2.5%.
Yeah.
And keeping in mind, the rest of the world is 0.1, 0.01%. It's very low grade other places.
So in comparison, this outweighs a lot of this uranium quality that's out there.
That's typical of the Athabasca. We average about 2%,
okay.
And which is 20 times, 30 times higher than the rest of the world. So it's good jurisdiction, high grade, we're well funded, and we have a team that's done it before.
Yep.
That's what you want to bet on.
So you're well funded. If you can tell us about your capital and...
Yeah, we our market cap's about 120 million Canadian market cap. When we have about 50 million in cash. You know, when markets are weak, we don't raise a lot of money, five or seven. But when the markets are strong, like last summer, we raised 20 million, right? So you don't want to dilute yourself too much, you know. I still think we haven't seen the spot price is what runs a lot of these stocks. Okay. So I believe as spot price continues to rise, the stocks will the ocean lifts all boats.
Yeah. So let's say someone's interested in uranium.
Yeah.
We talk about ETFs, we talk about the high upside of a uranium exploration.
Right.
Of all the uranium exploration companies out there, and for an investor who's asking, why F3? What would you say?
Well, I think our track record. You know, what have you done for me? Have you found something before? Have you been able to sell a project? We've had two projects we've sold.
Yeah.
Right? So that hopefully will, you know, be mine one day. So you're always about track record and having, do they have the projects? Mm-hmm. Do they have the right people? And do they have money to go for it? Those are three things we do have. We're covered by four analysts.
Okay.
Like for example, SCP has got a target of 70 cents. So we're covered by four different analysts. Red Cloud, SCP, Cormark, and Haywood. So we got four different independent firms saying this is a good stock.
So is that atypical to have that many?
I think we're fortunate, you know, that it's one of the better discoveries. It's not only high grade, but it's shallow.
Okay.
Like some other people have higher grade, but it's same high grade, but it's down a kilometer. Whereas this is 200 meters.
So it's easily accessible.
Yeah, much easier. Well, it's easier to mine. Your mining costs will be lower. Yeah. If you get enough of it down there, that's okay. But if you don't have enough down there, that's where you're bugged.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate you coming here. And if I'm not currently an investor at this point, but after this, I am looking to
take a look at it.
Yeah, get, have a good look. But I'm excited about your story and with your track record.
Thank you.
For listeners, for followers who are looking to invest, can you tell us your ticker, where you're trading, as well as how people can contact you if they have any questions?
Well, FUU, Frank Up Up, is our symbol, and F3 Uranium. Just look up F3 Uranium and they'll go to the website. And Jamie or somebody will be able to answer any questions. And everybody that's at the conference can come to the booth and we can chat.